The U.S. testing network is comprised of independent seed companies and multiple universities, including Iowa State's USDA Agricultural Research Service. The idea is to help develop marketable varieties of non-genetically modified corn. Then, small and mid-sized seed companies who don't have money for their own research could pick up these varieties and sell them. This year, the Seed Network kicked off an organic group, funded by a $2.8 million USDA grant. Practical Farmers of Iowa's Sarah Carlson says why it's so important.
So this opens up great opportunity for cooperation that will then release hybrids into the market that farmers will want to buy because they're going to be good performing hybrids. And then that just funnels money back then into those programs, into those public breeding programs.
Practical Farmers of Iowa recently held a field day at Iowa State University Agronomy Farm, inviting farmers to check out some of the hybrids and weigh in on what traits they would like to see developed. In Boone, I'm Kathleen Masterson, Iowa Public Radio News.